I'd have to say affordability. And affordability encompasses a lot of things, because when you look at affordability, well, that's housing. And we have a housing crisis. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And for a government that said, yeah, we're gonna get it done, the lowest number of housing starts of any province is Ontario. And that's not what we're hearing on radio commercials when they say how fantastic things are. And of course, I mean, healthcare. We have, in 2022, over 20,000 people in our riding without a family doctor. 2.5 million province-wide, that'll be over 4 million within a few years if the trend continues. And what that doesn't include, so we came to the region 22 years ago. We knew it would be very hard to get a family doctor even back then. So I kept my physician in Toronto, and I'm not counted in that 22,000. I am rostered. I have a family doctor. They're not in the riding, but when you look at those 22,000 people without a physician, I'm not counted in that. So that's definitely one of the platforms in the Liberal plan is in the 4 years. The next 4 years, everyone in Ontario will have a family doctor. So I'm very excited about the ideas that they have brought out and the team that they've assembled that is so well equipped to deliver. There aren't career politicians. There are people like me that have said, you know what, quitting my job and going to serve my riding, solve these problems, have a serious government for the serious problems.